Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Jordan Decker with Helping Hands and Horses. She'll be the Fall Ploughhoff Diversity Lecture Speaker. Her lecture happens next Thursday at 4:30 p.m. It'll be outdoors between the Bearcat Softball Field and the Wellness Center, which will be on the west side of campus. Jordan, thank you for joining me this morning. Go ahead and tell us about how you got involved with Helping Hands and Horses and what it's all about.
Yeah, so I started with Helping Hands and Horses in 2014, and I actually began volunteering there because I was in eighth grade at a Catholic grade school. So I had to do a confirmation project for that, and I found the organization through horse shows because I rode horses previously. And I've just been there ever since 2014. Since then, the organization has developed a lot, and I've gotten a greater role. I started out as a barn buddy, so I was there helping take care of the horses, scooping poop, all of that really fun stuff. And then as I got older, I started working with the kids more, and working with the kids and the adults that ride there is really what led me to become a special education teacher.
It's obviously unique to combine people with disabilities and horses for therapy, but what is it that makes it a unique experience?
So something about our program that is really unique is that it is a nonprofit organization. So the therapy we offer is completely free to all of our riders. Therapeutic horsemanship helps support people with physical or occupational needs, build a self-concept, and support their families with respite care, by providing personalized equine-assisted therapy. So what that looks like is every week during our fall and spring sessions, which are 10 weeks on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we provide riders with a wrangler for their horse and two sidewalkers. And during that 45-minute time period that they get on those Wednesdays and Thursdays, we do a lot of activities with the riders. We take them out on the trails. They get to feel the movement of the horse and build a bond with their horse.
Why are horses good therapy animals?
Horses are used for therapy because of their ability to connect with people and the emotional bonds that people can create with horses. A lot of people look into horses' eyes and they can see a deep soul looking back at them. And horses are just very great communicators with humans as well. We've been riding horses for hundreds of years now and creating bonds with them. So they provide people with a lot of great therapy benefits along with the movement of the horse, helps provide people with building their core muscles, leg muscles, and a lot of different other occupational needs.
When I was researching this, I noticed several websites that pointed out that horses are good with people with autism. Why is that?
So horses provide an opportunity for a person with autism to bond with them on a different level because they provide people with autism the opportunity to create a connection without having to form any kind of vocal communication. So they can come up to the horse and they're very calm and they provide just that calm atmosphere for the person with autism without the expectation of a conversation or anything like that. Even just walking up to the horse and breathing with the horse can help people with autism regulate their emotions.
So looking ahead to your lecture next week, what is it that you plan on going over?
I plan on going over who we are as an organization with Helping Hands and Horses to give everyone an idea of where we started in 2008 compared to where we are now in 2023. I'm going to talk some about our riders because we currently serve 100 families between our Wednesday and Thursday evenings in the fall and the spring. I also plan on talking about our horses, who our horses are, how important they are to the therapy we provide. We just started a Spirit Horse International program, starting with 10 of us who got certified back in May. So I'm going to talk some about that, along with our general program that we use. We have a Special Olympics program and a veterans riding program as well. So I'll be talking about those. And then in the middle of all of that, I'm going to do a demonstration with horses and bring some of the saddles from the ranch.
I don't want this to make it sound like everybody gets a chance, but will attendees get a hands-on experience?
I don't know how hands-on it'll be, but I'll definitely be able to provide an example of what the therapy we provide looks like. There's a club on campus that is providing horses to the event. So we will be saddling the horses and showing everyone the different saddles that we use for riders who have different needs, like how some riders with autism would use a surfingle type saddle where they sit basically bareback on the horse with just some support, while other riders who maybe have cerebral palsy require a saddle with a special back to it to help support them while they ride.
And what do you hope people take away from this lecture?
I'm really hoping that people learn more about what therapeutic horsemanship is and how beneficial it is for children and adults with disabilities, along with how neat it is to build bonds with a horse and how beneficial it can be for people's physical and mental health. I'm hoping to maybe influence someone to start their own organization like ours. I think that would be really neat. It's a unique service that we offer to people in our community, and I think it is very beneficial for everyone involved.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm very excited for this opportunity. This will be my first lecture that I've ever given, and Helping Hands and Horses is such a great place for everyone who volunteers, all of our riders, and I can't wait to tell more people about it.
Thank you, Jordan. Good luck next week. Once again, that is Jordan Decker, the Fall Plaughoff Diversity Lecture speaker, who will be speaking next Thursday at 4:30 p.m. It'll be outdoors between the Bearcat Softball Field and Wellness Center on the west side of campus. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.